the going rate. Sadly, that's how so many contractors price their work. Here's the problem with that is when you're concerned with the going rate of what other people are charging, you are depending on them knowing their numbers. And most contractors don't know their numbers. And that's why we created Nail Your Numbers. In this fast-paced video training, you are going to be able to walk away in just a couple hours with everything you need to know to price your work based on your goals, your overhead, your profit goals, your numbers, all right, your unique situation. Hit the link, grab it now, and nail your numbers. Hey, listen, you ever been in a situation where you're strapped for cash, your cash flow sucks, you're like, man, I don't know what's going on, but I never seem to have any money. Well, I'm going to share a few things that typically mess up your cash flow as a contractor. We're going to be down and dirty here today on this episode. So listen, first thing I want you to do, if you're strapped for cash, is I told you I'm digging right into this here today, guys. All right. No fluff. If you are strapped for cash, every time you open up your bank app, it's like just over broke. All right. The first thing I want you to do, and believe it or not, this is absolutely ridiculous that I have to bring this up, but I've seen this dozens and dozens of times through the years. You're not invoicing. All right. I have a buddy of mine who I worked with several years ago. I coached him and he's like, I just don't understand why we don't have any money. Long story short, we started digging in to the projects he was doing and the QuickBooks and the all that other shit, and found out there were over $90,000 in a 2-month period they did not invoice for. Okay, that's a problem in your processes and your systems, y'all. All right, it's important that you finish a job and you send the invoice, or if it's a longer project, you are invoicing at certain milestones. All right, when you don't have cash coming into the business, creates a lot of problems. It's like, here, just hold your breath. How long can you hold your breath right now? That's what it's like not having cash in your business. All right. So I know that depending on the season of business that you're in, right, you're just overwhelmed with all the things you have to do, disorganized, right? You know, you just space shit out, you get tied up on something else. I don't know what your reasons are for not invoicing, but invoice. One of the things you can do to solve this problem right now is hire a bookkeeper. If you do not have a bookkeeper, hire a bookkeeper. Stop doing your own books. You are going to get paid faster. All you got to do is have a 15-minute conversation once a week with your bookkeeper going, we're finished this, we finished this, progress payment for this, boom, 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 done. Okay? Shit gets invoiced, money comes in. It's ridiculous. That has to be the number one thing here, but guys, but it is. I see it all the time. Second issue, okay? This is almost as good as the first one. Many years ago, I worked with a client. They never had any money. Why didn't they ever have any money? Come to find out, they're not finishing the projects. They had like 9 open jobs, like loose ends on all these fucking projects, you guys. All right? You got to finish. All right? You hear it in sports all the time, right? You got an 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and every coach in the world is going, finish. Step on the gas. All right? Don't let up. Same with your projects. We all have those projects where you can kind of see the finish line, and then there might, for some reason, there's some delay, the weather, you're waiting on a part, whatever it is, and then you get distracted and you start another thing and you're over here and you're doing this, and then you forget about that. For whatever reason, you don't finish, you're not finishing. So this person, let me go back to the story. This person I worked with, and we were going into a new year. I said, dude, I want your word of the year to be finish. And sure as shit, what you focus on improves. They did not start a job until they finished a job. All right. They didn't start a phase of a project until the first phase of the project was complete. All right. You see where we're going here, right? If you're not focused on finishing, you're going to have a bunch of issues because you got all your resources tied up everywhere else. So if you're in a position right now where you don't have cash, all right, finish the jobs you're on right now. It's like, what do they call that? The debt snowball. Those people that are in debt, I think Dave Ramsey calls it the debt snowball. It says like, hey, you have 10 credit cards you owe fucking money on. Pay off the easiest one first, then go to the next and go to the next, go to the next. Kind of the same concept here with your jobs. Look at your open jobs right now that you haven't been paid on and go, okay, where's the low hanging fruit? All hands on deck. Get everybody there. Finish it today, this week, whatever it is. Boom, get it done. Go to the next. You might have to pick up the phone and apologize to the other people that are going to wait for you, but this is the only way to get out of this and finish shit that you got to do. All right. Number three reason that you might not have cash flow, my friends, is you're actually paying your bills too early. Right. So when you get a bill from a vendor, it'll say, you know, 30 days or whatever. Right. And if you have cash flow issues, plus these other issues I talked about, you're not invoicing, you're not finishing, and there's other reasons you might not have cash flow. But my point here is, if you're paying your bills too early, you're pulling the money out of your account and giving it to somebody else before you need to. All right. We actually pay our bills on the last day before it's due. So if it's due on the 28th, we pay it on like the 26th, 27th, right in there. All right. So the payment posts and it's not late. All right. This, if you're paying your bills too early, you're depleting your cash, okay, too quickly. And you know, that's just a problem. You want to have cash in the bank. All right. You can also negotiate payment terms with your vendors. Okay. I've had it where on some bigger projects, I'm like, hey, you know, we're not going to get paid on this thing for a while. So instead of you sending me a bill here, can we do this, that, and the other thing? And you communicate openly with them. It's amazing how you can keep the money. Remember, the money is always better in your account than in somebody else's account. All right. Because it's your account. All right. It also helps you project cash flow ups and downs and when you're going to pay. Like, you should be sitting down every week. Oh, did I say earlier you should have a bookkeeper? Yeah. You should be sitting down every week with your bookkeeper going, when are we going to pay this? When is this due? When is money coming in for this? And you're mapping out how the cash is going to go in and out of the business. Okay. Hey, listen, I appreciate you guys hanging out with me here today. Hopefully you got something that'll help you improve your cash flow immediately. If you want to learn how to rapidly scale your business, I want you to go back and listen to episode 868 with Tommy Mello, where he shares how in just a few short years, he went from $30 million in revenue to about $300 million. Go listen to it now. You guys rock. I gotta roll. I'm out.